I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello, this is Vic Cohen broadcasting live from stunning Skid Row Studios. It is just stunning in here. From the world famous downtown Los Angeles's studio. And I want to say we have an incredible guest tonight on It's a Fair Question. And just a reminder, the reason we call the shows, it's fair. Like I say, we, it's me. I'm all here by myself. The reason I call it It's a Fair Question is because on this show, every question is a fair question. There's absolutely no question, none, that is ever too personal or ever off limits. And tonight, well, we have a guest who may be living your dream. Yes, she might be. I mean, have you ever thought about maybe quitting your job or selling everything or getting on a plane and moving far, far away? Does that sound kind of fun to you? Well, that's exactly what our guest did. Yes, she and her husband, both chiropractors at the time, closed down their business, sold their house, and over 5 years ago, moved from the East Coast to Costa Rica. And she is on the phone with me right now, Nadine Hayes Pisani. Am I saying your name, your last name right?
Yes.
Wow, you sound just like you, your fonts and like what you write, your voice.
I am broadcasting live from the rainforest, Vic.
And I don't hear any rain. Can we have
no,
a little rain
yet.
Sound effects?
It will come, and the lightning.
Okay, great. Well, the way we met, I wasn't sure exactly. I had to kind of do a little research. And I realized it was on September 4th, 2011, you found me on Facebook and had said hello. And I think it was, you maybe had seen How We Do It, maybe? Is that how it came about?
Show I was on? Yeah, I saw you on television.
Yeah, that was really cool that you found me. And after the restraining order, you backed off just a teeny bit, just enough.
Yeah, just a little, yeah.
So we
just a small amount.
Yeah, enough where I felt safe enough to continue our communication. And of course...
And I was a far distance away enough.
Yes, I said you must be 2,000 miles away. So that's really why she's in Costa Rica. It's because of the restraining order. Actually, just so you know, no, she never did stalk me. But you're very funny. You would be a fun stalker.
I'll keep you laughing as I tie you up in the basement.
Yeah. Well, you have you definitely have an East Coast accent. I wasn't anticipating that.
Just a little Jersey accent, just a little. My husband's from Brooklyn, so yeah. Brooklyn accent.
So you're
we don't blend. We don't blend very well in Costa Rica.
Right, you stick out a bit. Now you literally are in Costa Rica at the moment, is that correct?
Yeah, I live here full time.
And here in Los Angeles, tonight it's a full moon almost. It looks like a full moon. Is it one there too?
Yeah. Can you see the full moon in Los Angeles?
I wasn't sure how far. Maybe it's a half moon where you live. That would be possible.
You know what's funny about the moon? Here they say that if it's a full moon, it'll give you moon pain. So if you've had surgery or you have any ailments, the doctors will tell you that it's from the moon.
Oh, really? Well, medicine is...
Could you imagine in the States, you go to your doctor and you say your knee hurts and he goes, that's the moon.
Yeah, that sounds like a wonderful health system you've got over there. So what time is it? Here it's 6 minutes after 11 or 10 p.m.? It's an hour later there?
Just 11:05.
Okay, and for those of you listening who do not know where Costa Rica is, besides that it's kind of far away, it's in Central America. It's 22...
Yes, it's not an island.
It's not an island.
Everybody thinks I live on an island. No, it's not an island.
Well, I wanted to, for myself, just kind of get a sense of how far it was from different cities, and it's 2,200 miles southwest of New York and 2,755 miles southeast of Los Angeles. So if you want to drive down there and MapQuest it, it's going to be quite a drive.
Yeah. You know what? Use your GPS.
Right. And you're south of Mexico, and you border Panama to the southeast and Nicaragua to the north, correct?
Yeah. We're squeezed right in the middle.
And you got the Pacific on one side and the Caribbean on the other, correct?
Vic, doesn't that sound nice already, your description? Like, so far, it just sounds lovely.
It does, but we're...
Caribbean on one side, Pacific.
It does sound great. Now, you're also a full-time, or I say, a best-selling author with your book, Happier Than a Billionaire, based on your life out in Costa Rica with your husband, correct?
Yep, I wrote about all the ridiculous things we get into down here.
And my first question is really, why are you so happy? Happy people kind of are annoying at times.
I wasn't always happy. That's the thing. And, you know, I'm from New Jersey, and I lived a hectic lifestyle, and I worked long and hard. And, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. You get a job, and you save for a house. And the problem was everything I was doing wasn't making me happy and was actually making me miserable.
Well,
so then you kind of reevaluate your life.
Well, your title of the book is Happier Than a Billionaire, and I'm wondering how many billionaires have you talked to? Because I'm going to tell you,
there's a few here, actually. There's actually a few that live here, and they're kind of grumpy, but the point of the title was, you know, we scaled back. Like you said, we sold everything, and we went on a ridiculous adventure, and I really, you know, you start to realize that the things everybody tells you, not necessarily in the United States, in other places, to accumulate, to succeed, you know, to get bigger and bigger and better and better, it's a sickness.
Hey, Nadine? Nadine,
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. You're breaking up a bit, and I'm wondering, are you holding is it a speakerphone, or are you talking right into it, or is it just the connection?
You know what? I think I'm talking too fast. I do that a lot.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, we have a whole hour. You could talk slower.
If that's going to help. Yeah, I'll talk slower. So just, you know, we do everything that they tell you to do. The fourth thing I did to accumulate just the more miserable I became. And the happiest pick I was when I met my husband in college, and we were stuck, and I just couldn't figure out why I had this practice, and I bought a house. I did everything my parents told me to do. I'm succeeding, and I was more miserable than I've ever been.
Right.
And that's kind of hard, you know, when you look at your life and you realize that you work so hard for things that made you unhappy.
You are a chiropractor, correct?
Yeah, and I worked really, really long hours.
And your husband was a chiropractor, correct?
Yes, yeah, and so we worked 10 to 12 hours a day.
Did you, are you guys pretty nimble?
Nimble?
Well, I'm just thinking you're both well adjusted, correct?
I don't know. I guess you have to ask, you know, some of my friends.
Well, I was just thinking if you're a chiropractor and your back is always getting adjusted by your husband, you'd be well adjusted. It was a bad joke.
It was a joke. It was pretty good, though. It was good.
It wasn't that bad. But the bad parts comes when I have to explain. Then I feel bad. Then it goes into bad joke.
We're very well adjusted people, and we weren't the type of well-adjusted people that you would think that would pick up and move to a foreign country and sell everything.
Now,
I never even went camping, Nick, and I'm in the rainforest.
I hate camping, and I'm not even so thrilled with the rainforest, to be honest. I mean, I haven't been to it, I obviously haven't visited you, but I went to this rainforest cafe, and I hated it. You know, it was just my sinuses were bothering me. It was very, they created a fake, like, you know, there's so much moisture in the air.
Isn't that like Planet Hollywood-ish?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I hated, I did not like it. I was not impressed with the rainforest. So, you know, I know like a lot of people get excited when they hear you're in the rainforest, but my sinuses start to hurt when I hear it. Do you guys have access?
Well, I do have a goal to see if I can of your interview, I can convince you to get a ticket and come on down.
You know, I actually, I would love to, and it's not going to probably take too much convincing. You sent me a picture before the show. I posted it on my Facebook page if any of you want to see it. I think it's accessible to anyone at Vic Cohen, whatever, just Facebook. There's a good address, isn't it? That's very technical sounding. But there's a picture that you took of a monkey and its testicles. Correct?
Yes, and that is usually one of the first things I see when I wake up in the morning. The monkeys are in the trees, and I have one, you know, you talked about stalking. I have one that I think stalks me. And
wait, say that again. You broke up a little. Hold on, Nadine, you broke up on me. What were you talking about? You said there was one, is there one monkey that is fond of you?
Very fond. A bit of a stalker, I would say.
Oh, okay.
And he just shows his genitalia to me every morning.
Is he the registered sex offender monkey in the rainforest?
Yes, I looked him up online. He's there.
Right. Is he fully aroused?
You know, he doesn't turn around.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I see. What I sent you is usually what I see out the window. And it's just so funny to go, you know, living in the state. And then I come here, and these are my neighbors.
Well, I've got to tell you, in Los Angeles, there have been several times I've woken up and seen testicles in my window. But it wasn't a monkey. You know, it wasn't.
Was that at Trader Joe's?
Yeah, right. No, that was right in the neighborhood. But what are the other wild animals? Because I know you've got some incredible pictures and stuff. What do you see out there that we wouldn't see here unless they were behind bars in a zoo?
Oh my gosh, we've had a kinkajou jump at our window.
I love kinkajous; they're my favorite. What's a kinkajou?
Scare the heck out of us. My husband almost shot him.
What is a kinkajou?
So cute. Vic, you would love this animal. They call it like a little honey bear.
Oh, okay.
And he's like a raccoon, but super cute. And they jump on your windows because they lick the insects off.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Oh, it's amazing to see something like that. Every day, a howler monkey pick me up or flock the parrot. That's my alarm.
You're woken up by parrots as well?
Yeah, parrots, lots of them.
And
overhead. So it's just beautiful, Vic. My day starts out just naturally.
You have an alarm clock other than the parrots?
No alarm clock. That went the first day we moved here.
So let's, you know, I kind of know the story because, you know, I read some of it in your book and I'm familiar with you. Tell everyone why you and your husband felt you needed to leave.
You know, it's a strange thing when you. I was in my mid 30s, and we were working really hard. We were in really bad moods, and we weren't particularly nice to each other anymore. You get home at 9 o'clock at night, and you're so tired that sometimes you're not even kind to the person you love the most. Mm-hmm. And my husband had the idea first. I was reading something in a book, and it was about Buddhism. And I said, this is crazier. Possessions cause suffering. And at that time, it was upside down, cleaning the algae off reef in our fish tank. It was mm-hmm. a 350-gallon fish tank. And he stood up out of the fish tank, and he said, what are we doing? Why do we have this big house? Why do I have 800 to get reef?
Hold on, Nadine. A couple things I want to just get clear here. So you're both doctors. Did you have any debt from your chiropractic school?
No, we just paid it off. We paid off our student loan.
Okay. So were you guys making more than $200,000 a year?
We were below that.
But somewhere like in the six-figure area.
Yeah, and okay. We lived in Pennsylvania, and it was cheaper.
So you're living like maybe, how many, 150 maybe, somewhere around. I'm being really obnoxious, but I'm trying to get
it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I was very happy in terms of my practice was going well. I paid off my student loan. We bought a house.
So you were in the clear. It was really just now you could start saving. The living in Pennsylvania, not too much money and doesn't cost much. So on paper, you're the couple that everyone looks at, or not on paper, but just they'd be envious of you, correct?
Yeah, and you know how they say there's that 10-year rule or 10,000-hour rule is once you make it to that point, that's when you're most successful, when you spent 10 years at something or 10,000 hours. And it really was at the 10-year mark was what my parents were excited for me. Everything was going well. It was what we worked for. And it was so hard to look at each other and say it didn't make us happy.
Were you no longer in love with your husband?
We were still in love, but no time to be in love.
Were you guys considering a divorce?
We didn't know. We didn't have any marital problems, but we always were fun, happy people, and we weren't fun and happy anymore.
Okay.
And you want to fix that. You know, you try to fix that, and the problem was is you can't keep working 10 to 12 hours a day. You can't, Vic, be stuck in traffic every day. Like you're losing a bit of yourself.
Hey, for those of you, I'd like to give a call here and talk to Nadine about her insane choice to leave the beauty of America, to run away from home and live in the middle of nowhere. I'm totally kidding you. No, but if you have any questions,
no, you're right, Vic.
No. It's a great story. The number is 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. Now, you had mentioned, again, at 800-893-9562 is that number. You had mentioned in your book that you had a problem in your job with the patients and them causing kind of a stink. Can you explain that?
It's how I started off the first book, the first line of the book. It's true with any doctor. You know, you don't really talk about it. You kind of just laugh about it. Is people have flatulence all day long.
They flatulate.
And especially fart. So when you're adjusting patients, they fart all day.
So you were,
and
yeah.
It was, you know, it's just a funny thing, but, you know, all day long. After 10 years, you're just, Vic, you're tired of people farting in the office.
Well, I have to be
and
honest.
Farting on me.
They were literally farting on you.
Yes, all day long.
Wow. What do you charge for that?
It was quite a bit, Vic. It was quite a bit.
Well, I got to say that maybe it was just the sound of your voice, because there's been several times in the short time we've been speaking that I've been moved.
Oh, well, I know I had you at the monkey ball picture.
That's right. Well, isn't what you're doing when you're adjusting someone's body, doesn't that naturally create gas?
Oh, sure. You know, I don't think they were purposely farting on me. I mean, I hope not, Vic. Oh, my God.
You never know. There are people that are into that kind of thing.
You know what, Vic? Maybe that was the problem. Maybe I didn't need...
Right. It wasn't their back that needed adjusting at all. You're providing a different service, which is another
exactly.
Good reason you left. Now, what was going on with your husband? Your husband also, you were miserable from the job, and your husband was, from what I understand, experiencing a lot of physical symptoms from stress.
Yeah. You know, this is really what happened. He wanted to do this move first because he said, you know, we can't keep going at this pace. And I said, well, my parents are against it. Because, Vic, if you ask anybody advice, like, and tell them, oh, you know, I'm thinking about just quitting and moving to Costa Rica, nobody is going to tell them that's a good idea.
No, it doesn't sound like a good idea.
So he ended up from stress having a stomach problem. And he's in the hospital. Oh,
say that again. You know, I'm sorry, because you're so far away with the connection, you broke up on me.
Sure. He was in the hospital for a stomach ailment.
Okay.
He was very, very sick. And it was then I looked at him and I said, we'll do it. I promise you, when you get out of the hospital, you know what, Vic? It was like a path of lanterns lit my way after that. What was I waiting for? Was I waiting for him to die? Was I waiting to get a divorce? Was I waiting to still be unhappy? And when he was in the hospital, it was clear. I had to change something. And for us, it was all or none. Either we're all in on this crazy journey, or we're just not going to do it. And we decided we're all in.
Now, what was the diagnosis?
He just had, you know, a really bad stomach issues. It was from stress. And they didn't really diagnose anything.
I had a nervous breakdown.
Nervous breakdown.
He had a nervous breakdown. Was he also one of the people passing gas on you?
Yeah, passing gas. No. But you know what it is. I mean, traffic, stress, high blood pressure, you know.
He had high blood pressure? Did he really have high blood pressure, too?
Yeah, high blood. You know, we were in our 30s, Vic. If, you know, you and I thought the 10 years we were going to be fat, unhealthy, and sick.
Well, it sounded like from he was already what, 40 pounds overweight?
Yeah, he was already 40 pounds, and that was it. He got out of the hospital. We put the practices up for sale, and it was it. We were ready to go.
Now, your husband, where can people go and go online and look at him and you? Because, I mean, the guy is like a Adonis now.
Yeah, he works out a lot. We changed a lot, Vic, because you move here and you can either live like an American here and spend a lot of money on Lucky Charms and imported products that cost twice as much, or like us, because we were on a budget, because we were trying to do this at 37, we weren't 70, and had 401ks and all of this money, we had to be on a budget. So we looked at how the Costa Ricans lived. They lived longer than Americans. They were healthier, and they eat a lot of produce. And produce is cheap. So we just started to eat like they ate.
Hold on one second, Nadine. I just want to talk to Jeremy a moment. Hey, Jeremy?
Sure.
Do we have a caller on the line, or is this Nadine?
No, that's Nadine.
Okay, let's take that call. Hello, Nadine.
Hi, Vic.
No, it's funny. We have this grid here, and it just came up, and I wasn't sure if that was you. If anyone would like to give a call, it's 800-893-9562. And I'm really sorry. I did want – can you tell us again where, like, your website and all that is so that, again, people can kind of connect with you and see how great you guys look?
All you have to do is type in Happier Than a Billionaire. So my blog is happierthanabillionaire.com. Facebook is Happier Than a Billionaire. Instagram, you'll find me everywhere.
Okay, good. And so now you have been there about 5 years or longer?
Yes.
Okay, and your husband looks like a god. And you look great.
He's great. He's like a little Italian stallion, my husband.
Well, let's talk about that.
Like Rocky.
How is sex in the rainforest versus in Pennsylvania?
It's sexy country here.
Like
everything about it, good weather, blue skies.
Like, you know, when I've
everything
had
is tranquil.
Well, when I've had a dog, or you know, like the dog would watch me have sex, because I'm actually really good at it. Not necessarily because it's a dog. And so I was wondering, do people, or not people, to the local villagers, do you have animals that show up watching you and your husband make love? Or has that ever happened?
Oh, you mean the monkeys in the windows?
Have you ever had
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we don't have any blinds. Yeah. I don't mind it.
Really? Neither do the monkeys. So the monkeys, oh.
You know, it's funny, Vic. It's a romantic country. People come here, the tourists come here, everybody's and making out on the it's a slow pace here.
And it's a what? Slow pace?
Yeah. The minute you get off the plane, you're at the back.
Okay.
Nobody's pushing and shoving here. It's just calmer.
So I'm going to tell you why I will never live in Costa Rica. Okay? And then you can
tell... Okay, give it to you. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
I like this segment.
Yeah, and then you can tell me why I might be wrong or why there's perhaps... why my thinking is a little off, or you can answer me, okay? How's that sound?
Okay, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
Like a game show.
Yes, the reason I will never be you, your, or your husband Rob's neighbor, you'll never bump into me at the local grocery store or anywhere, unless I'm visiting, is there's no therapist there. Like, I need my therapist. I like therapy, and I like to sit across from them. I don't want to be Skyping my therapist. So what do
but
I do about that?
What if you didn't need a therapist?
Well, you know, that crossed my mind as I was asking that. My therapist is so good. I really would miss him.
You know, know, there's a lot that changed when I moved here. And from somebody very stressed, unhappy, I wasn't a patient. You know what's funny here? Interesting, at the bank.
Say that again. You broke up on us.
The banks here.
Yeah.
Bank. It can be wrong. Sometimes you can sit for 3 hours.
In the bank.
Depending on to. But what they do, they allow any senior citizen, handicapped person, pregnant woman, or woman with small children to go ahead, everybody. Now, you can imagine, Vic, in the States, just imagine. It's a three-hour wait, and people keep going in front of you. Here, nobody huffs and puffs. People respect each other, and that's just how it's done. You show respect to people.
To your elders.
And for your elders, for people who have disabilities, for a woman with a small child or pregnant. And it was that moment I realized I wanted to live because I want to have that kind of patience. That kind of kindness.
Hold on.
The lessons I learned were just small little things along the way.
Sorry, Nadine. I'm sorry to interrupt. I want to take a call, but we've got a call that's been waiting a bit, and I apologize for interrupting, but before they leave. You there?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was calling to ask Nadine a question.
Okay, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, great. Go ahead. And what's your name?
My name is Dan Schaefer.
Okay, Dan, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ask your question, please.
Oh. Hey, Nadine, it's Dan Schaefer, your Facebook friend, and I'm calling to find out when your escape manual is going to be ready because we need it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Vic. He said when will what be ready?
Your escape manual.
Are you working?
Oh! Hi, Dan. I have the best friends on Facebook. And the minute I started becoming a happier person, I attracted happier people. And this gentleman wrote a song for me because he enjoyed my book. But to answer his question, after I wrote the two books, a lot of people started asking me questions on just how you actually get here. You know, not just the funny stories, but your feet on the ground, how do you start? And I'm hoping to have that out in the next couple months.
That's coming out in a couple months?
Yeah. It's a really exciting project for me.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so Dan, does that answer your question?
It sure does, yeah. I had a terrible work day and I need Nadine's help. I got to get out of here.
Okay, well, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Dan.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a great evening.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah. Bye-bye.
See you, Nadine. Bye.
And that is Rob's. That is Rob in the background. You know, I apologize for
Rob's
not having.
Always, yeah.
I apologize.
He's always saying something in the background.
Well, I apologize for not having him on too. It's a challenge with the phone. You know, the more people we have on the phone, the harder it is when we do phone interviews. So I hope he doesn't feel too left out. We still love you.
It's great. I get a lot of love. I'm really lucky that I have such great people. And like I said, Vic, when I started to change and be happier, I attracted happier people.
Yeah, like that monkey. That monkey looked really happy the way his balls were swinging in the wind.
Okay, Vic, so now I have you closer to coming to Costa
Rica. Yeah, that's true. Okay, here's the other thing that I have a challenge. No J-Date. There are no J-Date members in Costa Rica. I've looked up the entire country.
What's a J-Date?
J-Date, Jewish date. It's a dating single service, you know, like online dating, J-Date.
Oh, no. There's three Jewish people in Costa Rica.
Yep.
You will find the love of your life here.
Right. They're all in their 80s and they're married and retired. Now, actually, I'm open to...
I haven't seen a temple yet.
I'm open to anyone. Any wonderful, special lady, it doesn't matter. But there's no Ralph's. There's no... You know, your grocery stores are horrific. I saw some video. I mean, there was nothing.
Okay, it's that bad. I mean, we do have bigger ones, but it's a little different, you know? It's
Also, here's...
Everything's in Spanish. I buy the wrong things. I buy buttermilk by accident instead of milk because I can't understand anything.
But it actually was quaint, and I noticed that Rob was speaking a little bit of Spanish when he was buying some potatoes.
A little broken Spanish. It's funny.
A little bit, yeah. Now, this is the one that really kills me. I really would never want to live where you live based on this one alone. No doctors, like real doctors. Like, these are Costa Rican doctors. These are people who probably couldn't even get into medical school in the United States.
I'm glad you asked that because my husband took one for the team and had hernia surgery here.
Oh, my God.
So, listen, it's a socialized health care, so everybody has health care here. So that's
Who wants it when there's people that look at their degree on the internet? I mean, that's not necessarily a great thing.
A lot of them get their training in the United States, but I will give you,
Renata,
there are better hospitals and there are worse hospitals. And we didn't know that the one he went to was the worst in the country.
Serious? Wow.
And when we went in, we had to bring our own toilet paper, toilet seat, and soap.
Oh, my God. And rubber gloves for the surgeon.
So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Just walk in with a toilet seat?
That is horrible.
And but the surgery was great. He had a great doctor. He healed well.
But how do you know he was a great doctor? Because you guys don't speak Spanish.
No, we don't speak Spanish.
So how do you know he was good?
Because my husband's still alive.
Exactly. How long was he awake during the surgery?
He wasn't awake. But when he woke up, they warned him. They said, "You wake up at it. No, we're knocking out. When you wake up, don't freak out. You're going to be incubated. So yeah, they have to pull the tube out. Like, don't freak out."
Wait, he woke up while he was incubated?
No, well, after. Like, they just didn't want him to wake up and he's going to be disoriented and freak out. He goes, "No, I'm strong. I'm Rocky. I'm going to, I never." He woke up screaming his head off. Screaming. And I thought they were giving him pain medication, but all they were giving him was Tylenol after surgery. And he was in the injections. He was in the hospital for 4 days for a hernia surgery because they don't believe in sending you off.
Well, of course not, because half the people die. I mean, they would be crazy to send you home.
But no, he was there 4 days. He wouldn't eat anything because there was no toilet. And he talked to his friends. He's from Brooklyn. And he had a friend, Tommy Walnuts, I call him, and he spent time in. And
he spent time what? Say that.
His friend Tommy in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Spent time in central booking in jail, and so Rob said, "What did you do when you were there? Because you only have this one toilet in the middle of the room." And his friend said, "Whatever you do, don't eat." So my husband didn't eat in the hospital for 4 days because he didn't want to go into the bathroom and have a bowel movement. No toilet.
Well, I saw... So what?
So he just didn't eat for the whole time in the hospital.
I think you're proving my point. You know, I saw a documentary about the healthcare in Costa Rica, and I don't know if you know this, but the surgeons, they actually train playing that game, Operation. So that's what they do. That's how they learn how to perform surgery.
No. But I have to say.
That's not true.
With all said and done, Vic, I'll give you that. There's a lot of things that are questionable. I mean, it definitely isn't the state.
And what about
he came out healthy, no, hardly any pain when he went home. The surgery was great. So, I mean, if you look at what you want out of an experience, you want to come out alive and healthy and it didn't cost.
Well, here's the deal. The other, when I think of a woman, part of healthcare is getting your private parts looked at. And I mean, you really want some guy down in Costa Rica who's not even? I mean, how do you even know he's a doctor?
He had a stethoscope.
I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I think the healthcare thing would have me a little scared. But, you know, then again, you're, you know, Rob could have come back here for that. If he, you know, that was an option, I suspect, correct?
And you know what you do, you can do. There's a hospital here that are affiliated with the United States. Now, you have to pay for it. It's not through this socialized healthcare system. So if he would have cash in the state, it would have been around
$20,000. How much?
If he $20,000 in the state.
$20,000. Okay.
If he paid it at the American hospital here, cash, it's the American affiliated hospital here, it was $2,000. It was $2,000. And mm-hmm. we chose door number three, free.
Right. Well, as long as it's working out, I mean, it would be scary to me. What's the closest Starbucks to you guys?
The close, 6 hours away.
Have you ever made the drive?
No, but they have great coffee here. You know what? I'm keeping score here. Hold on. The shrink one I gave me. I won that argument. You mm-hmm. won the surgery, okay?
Right. I still think the therapist one, I think that's like we're even on that one because I don't know if you really want it. I mean, your beautiful beaches aren't going to cure my childhood wounds. I mean, you know, this stuff is deep.
Magical here, Vic.
Well,
it's magical.
I think you guys would be fun neighbors. I'm sure of that.
Okay, I'm giving the coffee. I'm winning with the coffee.
I'm not a big coffee drinker, so yeah.
Coffee is great here.
I believe that.
I'm putting a draw for the shrink thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's a draw, and I win on doctor.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid, Vic. That's what Rob said.
I don't drink Kool-Aid. What about indoor plumbing?
Indoor plumbing. Okay, this is funny. When you visit people's house here, you have to politely ask them when you use the restroom if you can flush your toilet paper.
That's in Costa Rica, you have to do that?
Yes.
Because only the fancy houses let you flush the toilet paper?
No, because the way the plumbing system is designed, a lot of the Costa Rican houses, the PVC is very small, and you can't flush the toilet paper, so you have to put it in a wastewater bag next to the toilet.
Oh, I think I win on that one.
Okay, I don't win on that one. Okay, I'm giving that one. Okay, I'm not even going to try.
No, that's
to make that sound.
Oh pretty. No, that's rough.
Because depending on what you eat.
Oh,
go
God.
Yeah, they eat a lot of beans and rice here, so we don't need to elaborate on
that. Oh, jeez. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Gosh, you're winning.
And also, what about drug lords and military people knocking on your door to take everything? Like
drug lords. This is my favorite topic. No, there are. We don't see anything like that here. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's it's not like Mexico.
It's not like Mexico?
Yeah, they don't have that here. I'm not saying that, you know, it doesn't run through here because from Colombia, they got to get to the United States.
Well,
so, of course, somehow they get it through.
Well, has anyone asked you to swallow a condom full of narcotics?
Not in the past week. No,
okay.
That has never happened. So this is ridiculous. This doesn't even exist.
Here's the deal. Like I did some research because I'm scared.
An opportunity for
but it would be a good opportunity.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for the
no,
condom.
I'm very scared.
You found a new profession.
I've never swallowed a condom and I never will. I run a little scared just in general.
You run a little scared. Is that like running hot or running?
Yeah.
Like-
yes. If there were an engine and dials on me, part of it would be running on scared. And so,
run on scared. Okay.
So for me, living in a forest with no medical legitimate, like, I would be scared to death of the military knocking on my door. You know, there's a trail here called Runyon Canyon. And even that, I need a group to walk down. So,
okay.
I mean, you're living in the middle of nowhere. Like if you call 911, because you don't speak Spanish, you don't even know what. Like,
no, nobody comes, Vic.
Right. I think we got Nadine, we've got another phone call. Who is this?
Okay.
Hello? Go ahead. Who is this? Have you hung up on me? What happened to that?
Hello?
So yes. My fans.
Hi.
Yes, hi. What's your name?
I'm John Cruz.
John, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Great. You know Nadine?
We're Facebook friends.
Oh, great. Okay. Do you know this guy, Nadine? Is he safe?
Yeah. Hi, John.
Hi. I had to call and throw you a lifesaver there with some of the stuff that's big springing up. Nadine happens to be in one of the remote parts of the country. It's beautiful. It's touristy. It's away from everything. If you get into some of the populated areas or the Central Valley, it's very much like here, just slower and, like she says, nicer people. Their doctors are most of the better doctors are educated here. My dad had a heart condition. He was treated by his surgeon here, was roommates with the doctor that treated him there. They have clinics. They have hospitals that are top-notch hospitals. You'd be in luck. They have great therapists. They have a clinic that's dedicated only to therapists.
I don't speak Spanish, so I guess I'd have to work on that. But
they all speak English. I promise you would never have a problem in San Jose if you didn't speak English or Spanish.
Are you in San Jose, Nadine?
No, I'm like 6 hours away, but he's right. The closer, you know, most of the population lives in the middle of...
Lives where, in the middle?
Doctors. I'm on the coast.
Okay, but most people live in San Jose's more like the middle of the country. It's a valley in the middle between both the Caribbean and the ocean.
Yeah, and John's right. That's where you're going to get the best health care, great doctors. Living here is like living in Alaska, where I'm at. It's more remote.
Well, maybe you guys should move.
You know what, Vic? I'm taking yours back. I'm saying I'm winning the surgery. Thank you, John. I'm winning the surgery argument right here. I'm giving that one back to me.
I can help you on the other ones, too. Grocery stores, great big chains, rival anything here. Starbucks, why the hell would you go to one? That's where they get most of their coffee from.
Right.
They actually have a research center in Costa Rica. A Starbucks just bought thousands of acres of coffee.
Well,
they actually did.
What are you? Are you with the tourism bureau down there or something, John?
No, I actually grew up there.
Really?
That's why. Yes, I came back here to go to college. I did all my high school and schooling there.
Wow, so are you Costa Rican then?
I am not. My dad was down there for business and. And then when I went to college, I decided to go to college here, and then I just stayed here.
Okay, so your dad is still in Costa Rica?
Uh-huh. No, my parents, no. My father's deceased, and my mom moved back here.
Okay.
So I don't have any more family. It's just friends. The friends that I have, they are like family.
Right. Okay, well, this is different. Yeah, now. Pardon me?
It's not that different. It just depends on where you go, Vic. You can play it. You can play it adventurous, like Nadine, or you can play it safe and stay in the city. It's got a little bit of everything for everybody.
So what would be the reason to go in the city? I could stay in the city here in Los Angeles, right?
It's not that kind of city.
I mean, do you see monkeys?
You can still get out. You can still.
You could still. What? Pardon me. Did we lose him? I can't hear John. I think we've lost John. Nadine, are you there? I think we've lost Nadine. We've lost Nadine and we've lost John, which leaves me alone with my thoughts with Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, can you get
on?
Hello? Is that Nadine?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Well, I think we had a technical problem. Oh, she had me on
Hello?
Mute? Hi.
Yep.
Okay, good.
I'm here.
Okay, good. I think we lost John. John, I'm sorry if you can hear us, but we cannot hear you.
I hear you, and I know you're short on time, so I won't keep hogging the radio. Let me be talking.
No. Actually, now we can hear you, and you did help me. That did kind of give me a better sense of what's going on over there. Yeah.
Vic, it's like being here. You're in L.A.?
I am, yes. Beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
Would you recommend somebody going out to Wyoming or North Dakota to enjoy the paradise and the countryside and all that great stuff?
I'm sure they would enjoy that, yes.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing there.
But you
have people that live in the Central Valley and the city, and you have people that live out in remote areas by the beach.
Right. Well, okay, those are good points. Thank you very much for calling. That did help set me a bit straight in some areas.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Hey, Bye-bye. Thank you. Hey, Nadine.
Bye.
All right, and there goes John. He is gone. Back to Florida. Now, Nadine, this I don't get at all. Actually, put Rob on the phone. Do you mind?
Oh, okay. Here we go. No, he's right here.
Right.
Yo, Vic, what's up?
Hey, how are you, Rob?
Good to meet you, finally.
Yeah, you sound so relaxed.
Yeah, I'm a little hyper, but relaxed, I guess.
No, I meant that, like, it's cool that what I admire about you, too, is that you went for it. You know, you went all out, just like that.
You could say that again, but, you know, sometimes they say bravery is really just stupidity disguised as bravery, really, and maybe that's what it was. I was too stupid to know better, and it worked out. We rolled the dice, and everything worked out great for us.
Now, a lot of men who I know who are married, what they love about their job is it gets them away from their wife. Now, this isn't my feeling. This is just what I'm told. I'm not married. I'm single. So you never leave Nadine. You two are joined at the hips. You don't have jobs, and the jobs you do have are at home. How is your marriage better? How is your marriage better, and how are you two not ready to kill each other?
Well, you know, Vic, I said to myself at some point, you know, I've been listening to the interview, and, you know, we didn't have marital problems per se, but certainly it wasn't the same at some point. And I just started to examine what it was about my life that I didn't like and what made us bicker or not get along. And I just systematically decided to murder each one of those problems one at a time. Basically it was an all-out assault on financial stress, work stress, and piece by piece we just took it all out. And I think a lot of couples don't get along maybe because of the those factors, you know. I mean, if you have nothing to fight or complain about, what the hell is there not to get along about, you know?
So that's
basically how I attack the problem.
Well, not to get too much into your finances, but to get personal into your finances, how do you guys survive? I mean, I know I did the research, and this is crazy that your rent, did they raise it? It was $150 a month, $150. Has that changed?
No, it's $150 a month, but I'm also a security guard and a gardener and a fixer-upper.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Now that sounds completely terrifying. You don't speak Spanish, and you're in Central America, and you're quote unquote the security guard. Are you're walking around with a gun?
Dude, I'm from Brooklyn. Do you think Costa Rica scares me? I mean, this third world country is like, this is like heaven to me. I come from the streets of Brooklyn where, you know, you walk out your door. When Nadine used to come visit me, I used to have to warn her, when you drive past the projects, make sure you duck your car seat down. The bullets might fly by. So just drive fast and, you know, go by quick.
This is in Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah, so the people here, I got to tell you, Vic, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. The people are more or less extremely friendly, and I think a lot of them think I'm nuts. They look at me like I'm out of my mind, bald guy with muscles who has a Brooklyn accent. And
so
pretty much not afraid of anything. I mean, if you could live in Brooklyn and not be fearful, this place is heaven. This is nothing.
Well, maybe I'd be scared in Brooklyn, too. But the idea that
No, there's a lot of nice. You know what? My best friend, Tommy Walnuts, his name is Tommy Walnuts, but he's a nice Jewish boy from a nice Jewish family. There's a lot of nice Jewish people in Brooklyn, a lot of nice people. But there's also neighborhoods you need to drive through to get to those nice areas. And it's inevitable you're going to run into some crazy crackheads and crazy people. You know, I drove car service as a young man, taxi cab. It was gypsy cab, actually. I had guns pulled on me several times. There were times where a kid with a swastika tattooed on his head got in my car. He was about 7 feet tall and weighed 90 pounds with the swastika flat in the middle of his head. And, you know, I was watching him from the corner of my eye the whole time. And before you know it, boom, he's pulling a gun on me. So I grabbed his hand, and we're wrestling, and we fly out of the car. The car is still in drive, goes rolling down the street into a pole.
I get the gun out of his hand. He's running away. I'm going, stop, I'll shoot, stop. Of course, I'm not really a killer, so I let the guy run. And next thing you know, I'm in the police office with bites on my arm. They're checking me for AIDS. This was the AIDS scare back then. I didn't know if I had AIDS or not. The guy broke the skin, biting my arm, crazy crackheads. This place is nothing. I've never had any crime happen to me. The problem here, Vic, is that there's no police.
That would be a problem.
I always like to...
Yeah, go on. That seems like a huge problem to me, but yeah.
Yeah, well, and it would seem like a big problem coming from the United States, right? Because what would happen in Chicago or New York City if suddenly there were no cops or 1% of the cops that there are now? You could only, I mean, they'd be looting, they'd be busting in houses. Forget it, it would be all hell breaking loose. But here, people are friendly and docile and kind. It's a Christian country. They can't even understand the shootings that go on in America. When I tell them of these things, I have to repeat myself. They think it's a translation problem. They shot kids in a school? What? I don't understand. But why? Were they trying to rob the money from the kids? No, they were angry and they shot kids. But why were they angry at the kids? I don't know, guys, because they're freaking nuts. I don't know why. What the hell do I know why you shoot kids in a school? So, you know, and I always say I can protect my house against petty theft when I leave. If I leave the lawnmower on the lawn, I put it away, and then it doesn't get stolen. Now, what a lot of gringos will say is, well, I won't live like that. I won't live like that. I won't bring my lawnmower in the house. I won't put the alarm on. And I say, well, then live the way the hell you are. You want to live like that with your schools getting blown up and your kids being killed and terrorists dropping dirty bombs? Think about it, man. What are you going to do if they drop a dirty bomb in New York City? Where do you run? What cop are you calling?
I live in L.A.
It's a false... Well, or L.A.
I know what you're saying.
In New York, so I wonder, where are they going to run? Don't get me wrong. My family thinks I'm batshit out of my mind crazy for doing this. But I think they're crazy to live in New York City. I mean, after the Trade Center, this, that, and don't get me wrong, I love New York. I love my people. I love America. But it's come to a crazy place, Vic, where there's no guarantees in life.
Well, are you not coming? Are you guys settled? Like, this is it? That's the future you're going to raise? Are you guys thinking of having children?
I think the children point has come and gone. And in fact, when I examine my life to see why people fight, I think 90% of the time is they're fighting over the darn kids. I mean, it's like the kids want a pair of sneakers, but the wife wants a pair of nice shoes, and then they kill each other. We don't have those problems. You know, we have tons of kids, my nieces, my nephews, and when I'm happy, I'm the fun uncle. I throw them in the air. I buy them presents. I play songs. I'm the goofy guy that has a lot of fun with the kids. I get them all riled up. They're all going bananas, running all over the house. And then I go, hey, Ma, I got to go. I'm running around with Tommy Walnut. See you later. And my mother's like, what? You're leaving me? They're crazy now. You can't go. But that's enough for me. That's fun enough for me. And, you know, if I was going to have kids, I would adopt. And I guess that all depends on success. You know, we really have enough to be happy for the rest of our lives. You ask what we do financially.
Well,
my wife's an author. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. She's got two best-selling books and a third one that's definitely going to go to the top when she releases it. It's just a given. I mean, I don't want to sound cocky, but that's just the way it's been. And so I think that's it. She's just going to be an author, and I'm going to be her kept man, and that's it.
What about...
I'm a security guard.
Well, for people who want to get the book, they can go on Amazon, right?
Yeah,
either
we're
for books.
All over the internet. If you punch Happier Than a Billionaire in Google, you'll get about 65 pages of our silly pictures and stories and everything else. But yeah, Amazon.com, and it's probably the number one book in the Costa Rica travel guides right now. On any given day, it's number one, number three. It's been number one in Central America travel since it came out. I don't think it's ever dropped out of number one out of there.
Well,
and so it's really easy to find.
I'm going
to
get off the air, I'm going to get your address, and I'm going to send you cash for a signed copy.
Get out of here, Vic, man. I owe you one for having us on the radio. You get a free copy.
No, I wouldn't take it.
And, Vic, don't be scared to come down. I'd be your security guard, too. I'll take you to the best places in this country, and they roll out the red carpet everywhere we go. It's a great time.
You have dispelled a lot of my some of the fears I had, and it does sound like an amazing adventure. And I encourage all of you to go to look them up online. You know, Google Happier Than a Billionaire. Look at the photos of Nadine and Rob and see the life. They're very giving and open about sharing their entire lifestyle. And you can, if you're not interested in picking up and leaving, you can vicariously, very easily live that life through all that they are posting online. It's really great. And thank you.
I'm so glad you said that because, you know, there's a big misconception with us. Everyone thinks we're out here trying to convince you to move to Costa Rica. And I'm playing around with you here today, and we do want you to come visit us. But the truth is, if everyone moves to Costa Rica won't be Costa Rica anymore. It'll be an angry political place where everyone argues over every little thing that everybody says. You know, I was thinking about that today in the Social Security office. I got to ask you a personal question as a Jewish man. If you were to walk into a Social Security office and you saw a cross with Jesus there, would that send you through the roof?
Like, no, I actually...
And you'd be angry and you'd have to go and write a bunch of political stuff?
No, I love Jesus, actually, to be honest.
Vice versa. If the cross wasn't there, would you then go home and freak out and yell at everybody that this country is no longer Christian and we have a huge problem? And so, I mean, this place is not that way. Everyone is happy everywhere you go. No one's looking for an argument. And I think that's what we love about it most. You know, all the inconveniences, the petty theft, the hospitals and all of that, it's all worth it because everyone has a smile on their face. You know, my friend from New Jersey came to visit me, and he's a wealthy guy. He lives in a big house. He has a Lincoln, beautiful car, and he's a little bit materialistic. And when he first got here, he couldn't get into it, couldn't understand it. He was like, this place doesn't look affluent or rich, or you know, some people don't look like they have money. And the crazy thing about it was by the end of the week, he was like, why are all these people smiling? I don't understand why they're smiling. They're smiling at me, but I didn't say anything. What are they smiling about? I'm like, they're just happy. Why is that, you know, why is that so hard to believe? The weather is great. Everyone is attractive. No one is fighting about anything. There's health care. Almost everyone has a roof over their head. The food is affordable. And that's the thing about this place. All of the important things.
We have to wrap it up. Our hour has totally blown by. One question I know that someone wanted me to ask is, how much do you guys live on a month?
We live on about $1,200, but I need to recalculate because we actually paid our Social Security for our medical today, and it went up about $30 each. So,
okay, you might be at $1,260.
So you figure... If you said $1,500, you're definitely playing it safe. I haven't done the books in a few months.
Okay.
But we're pretty much getting by on $1,200, and that includes everything except the business stuff. I call it a business, but it's really not a business. My business is going on Facebook. And you know what? I got to give a shout out to the people on Facebook because none of this happens without them. Crazy attracts crazy, and happy attracts happy, and we always try to stay happy and positive, and the people have been so supportive and amazing. They share our links, they tell their friends, and all you people from Facebook, if you're still up, if you're listening, we love you. We're so grateful. We can't thank you enough, and we're just overwhelmed. I mean, there's times some of the comments, I see them, they put tears in my eyes. I had stitches in my hand, so many people praying for me, so many people pulling for me, and that just makes you happier. It makes you want to help people more. You talk about how we're open with ourselves. You would never believe the messages we get from people that are selling their businesses and moving here, or not even moving here. They're moving to the Caribbean, or they're doing something they always dreamed of. They're writing a book. They're making a band. They're doing what they always wanted to do because they've seen someone else was able to do it. And that is really the most touching thing about all of this. Forget about the books that are sold. Forget about the lifestyle that we live and the happiness that we have. To see that happiness in others is really incredible. And I think I speak for us both when I say that The people have supported us so much, and really, we just do anything we can for them. We try to find them great rentals. We try to steer them away from any trouble when they move here. And that will continue because, really, you know, what do they say? Misery loves company, and let's just hope that happiness loves happiness, because this world needs a little more of that right now.
Well,
in any way we can spread it.
I want to thank you, Rob, for joining the show as well. And please thank Nadine. Nadine, thank you. I know you probably can hear this in the background, right? No.
Vic says thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
I'm not sure if I won the argument. I think it's a draw.
Well, so definitely, you guys.
I'm preparing the guest room.
Well, you definitely want to visit. I would love to come, and we'll all keep in touch, okay? And thanks
Absolutely.
Again. Yeah, please keep in touch. And I want to thank all of you
thanks
listening.
For the opportunity.
Thank you, Rob. It was great talking to you. And hopefully we'll get to do it again. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, Vic. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you. And thank you all for listening right here at Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.
W from the wall to the door. What you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? South Olive, downtown LA, Skid Row Studios, motherfucker.
Host of Psychic Every Day on SkidRowStudios.com. I come to you live on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Time with a show about being psychic and all things psychic. You can call in during the show to get a reading. The number is 1-800-893-9562. And that is at www.SkidRowStudios.com. You can also find Psychic Every Day as a free downloadable podcast on iTunes.
Hey, this is the coach listening to Hajad's LA every Sunday at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We talk all things football, from high school football, arena football, college football, pro football, Canadian football, any type of football you can think of. We talk about it right here from downtown LA, Skid Row Studios.